You did that out of your own bank account?
Yes, I did. It was the only choice I had, given the fact that it was an... we assumed the funding would be in, at a, you know, on that first week.
Thanks. I see Motley a bit earlier this morning. I caught up with Adam Marshall. He's the local Nationals MP. He's in the puppy inquiry at the moment. I had to catch up with him a little bit earlier and put some of these concerns to him and ask him what he thought of the situation. Well, we heard a bit earlier this morning about the concerns of some of our local preschools, the delays in receiving money from the state government, on top of changes to funding for three-year-olds. And effectively, they said it was almost the last straw. Adam Marshall is the Nationals MP for the Northern Tablelands. Good morning, Adam Marshall.
G'day, Kelly. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, yes, for the preschools told us that thankfully the money did come in last night. But do you know why the state government was more than a fortnight late in its payments, the student payments for the centres?
No, I don't, Kelly. And in my view, that's completely unacceptable. And as soon as I became aware of the issue yesterday, I actually got in touch with the Minister's office and the Minister personally, and I did receive confirmation yesterday afternoon, both from the Minister's office, and also I checked with one of my local preschools just to make sure that money had arrived. And late last night I actually received a personal assurance from the Minister that from next year onwards the payments will always be made in the second week of July, and that's so that preschools can be assured of the actual time that they will receive that payment, rather than particularly this year where they've been expecting a payment in 1 week and received the payment 2 weeks later, which in the case of Armidale Community Preschool has caused an enormous amount of distress because of some other external factors that are playing with the finances of their preschool.
Yeah, so it sounds like that's at least they'll be able to make plans and it won't lead to this situation. Does it appear it was some kind of glitch, Adam? Marshall, do you know it all? Or?
Well, I don't, and I'm going to find out. I mean, at the moment I'm just in Sydney with the puppy factory inquiry, so it's sort of been dominating my mind the last few days. But I'll certainly try and get to the bottom of that for the preschools, because certainly when I found out about it, I thought that was completely unacceptable, because these payments are made quarterly, and in the past historically they have been made at a certain time during a certain week in July, and this year it was certainly a lot later than usual, and I don't know why, but I'm going to find out. But at least I have been able to get that assurance from the Minister that in the future the payments will always be made in these particular quarterly payments will always be made in the second week of July, which that's what the preschools want. They just wanted some certainty about the timing, because rolling over their budgets in the new financial year, the timing of paying bills, staff, and other issues that they have, they just need to have that certainty, knowing when that money, and it's a considerable amount of money, will actually be arriving to their bank account.
I guess as it was explained to us this morning, it kind of was almost the straw that's broken the camel's back for some of them, that the changes to the three-year-old funding, which we've spoken to other preschools, not just in your seat, about, that Edinburgh Laws and Bundaro and Quindai down in the Upper Hunter have had these kind of concerns as well. It does seem that the changes to the way three-year-olds are funded is still causing problems. What are you hearing?
Well, I'm hearing mixed views. Some preschools are very concerned. Others are actually very pleased. I mean, the funding mechanism hasn't actually been fully implemented yet, Kelly. The changes were announced in 2013, and that was on the back of research which indicated that 36% of kindergarten students actually hadn't done any time at a preschool at all prior to coming into the mainstream primary education system. And that obviously has significant educational learning outcomes for those students, detrimental outcomes in that they're entering the primary school system a fair way behind their other colleagues in that cohort. So the funding model was changed, and so the government now funds 4- and 5-year-olds and 3-year-olds for students who are of an Aboriginal background or a low-income background, the idea being to remove barriers to those children who were identified as being the ones most at risk of actually not attending preschool at all. So that was the policy change. And then preschools were given, that would be implemented over a 3-year period. So for this year and the year before, no preschool receives less money than it did in 2013, which was the last year of the old funding formula. But those preschools that actually would allocated extra money under the new funding formula would receive that immediately. So in the case of Armidale Community Preschool, under the old funding formula in 2013, they received a bit over $208,000 annually. Now they're receiving $243,000, and they get that increase immediately. Those preschools who would go down on the new funding formula have not. They continue to receive their 2013 funding levels until the system's fully implemented. And the idea is to give preschools time then to have a look at that transition, their fund, their fee structure, also the mixture of students in their cohort, in their preschool. So trying to get more 4 and 5 year olds, or Aboriginal students, or people from a low income background, and also the other change that was made is for preschools, and this was something I was very concerned about. For preschools, you know, for instance, my electorate that are at Bundara that you mentioned, or Bingara, or other smaller communities where they may be licensed to have 25 students, but there may only be in their catchment area, if they've got 25 places, there may only be 17 or 18 4 or 5 year olds. Yeah. And so what do they do with the other places? Well, they have to fill them with 3 year olds, but they're not funded for that. But those preschools that can demonstrate that they've got all the 4 and 5 year olds, i.e. there's no 4 and 5 year olds in their catchment area that are missing out on preschool, then they have an opportunity to receive an operational subsidy from the government so that they can keep the doors open, because I particularly want to ensure that our preschools do stay open, because I want to make sure that as many of our young people as possible get an opportunity to do at least a year of preschool before they enter the kindergarten at their local primary school. And then on top of that, we've got the mobile preschool, which is even more complicated than the fixed preschools, if you like.
Mm. So, given that this issue has been now 6 months in causing concerns for people are grabbing 4 year olds effectively now to fill their preschools. Is it something that you think that needs a look at, especially in regional centres where the population isn't there? And even though there are those safety nets in place for very smaller areas, is it something you think the government might need to look at?
Well, I think all these things should be under constant review, and I would be when Parliament resumes, going back and talking to the Minister about having another look at this model. I mean, I think things always need to be under review to see how they're implemented. I mean, I think the policy, the intent of the policy, I think, is very positive, i.e. that there's clearly a large group of 4 and 5 year olds who previously weren't going to preschool, now turning up at kindergarten, being a long way behind some other students that had done at least a year of preschool. And so I think something needed to change, because for some reason there were lots of students that weren't finding places at preschool. Perhaps that there have been other consequences of that change that haven't been very positive. I think we need to have a look at that. But I get very mixed reports. Some preschools in my electorate think the new funding model is magnificent, largely because now they're getting more money than they were in the past, and they can run more programs, employ an extra staff member. Those preschools that would be potentially looking at losing funding come 2017 are obviously very concerned. And I'm more than happy to sit down with any of my preschools, as I would hope any of my colleagues would be, to look at different ways that they might be able to change the makeup of their student numbers at the school, or put a case forward for that operational subsidy, because there's no more 4 and 5 year olds in their particular catchment.
Adam Marshall, thank you for your time on a busy morning. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thanks, Kelly.
Adam Marshall there, the Nationals MP for the Northern Tablelands. We're still waiting to get a sort of sense of what actually caused the delay from the department. But very much thanks to Adam Marshall for being available during his busy time with the puppy inquiry that's still going on down in Sydney. 28 to 11 on ABC New England Northwest. In just a moment, we're going to head out to the Tamworth Base Hospital, the new and improved Tamworth Base Hospital. The staff are excited about moving in. I know the Fireys had their inspection through to acquaint themselves with it the other day. It's very impressive.